Books on Tape presents Conspiracy of Fools, A True Story, by Kurt Eichenwald, read by Robertson Dean. Author's Note: This narrative account is based on more than 1,000 hours of interviews with over 100 participants in these events, as well as a review of tens of thousands of confidential corporate and government documents. Those include FBI notes of interviews and testimony before federal grand juries, the SEC, and other federal bodies. The dialogue comes from those documents and contemporaneous records, including personal diaries, or from the best recollections of participants. This, then, is the full story of America's biggest corporate scandal, one that, in the end, involved events that even now may seem difficult to believe. But they're all real. Reason dreams of an empire of knowledge, a mansion of the mind. Yet sometimes we end up living in a hovel by its side. Heinz R. Pogels, The Dreams of Reason. If I remember, I predicted fence integrity would fail. The character of Ian Malcolm in Michael Crichton's Jurassic Park. Prologue. October 24, 2001, Houston, Texas. Ken Lay settled into his black Mercedes 600 SL, easing out of his reserved parking space at the Huntington Condominiums. From the lot's entrance, he turned right onto Kirby Drive, the tree-lined road that served as a main thoroughfare through River Oaks, Houston's wealthiest and most prestigious neighborhood. The 8-year-old convertible cruised past the mansions bordering the street, homes that